As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, April the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Boy, I got a lot of email over the weekend. But you can send those ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, small town America, big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. The contact information and so much more, including our Become Vocal Local archives page, are all found at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Do log on and bookmark that site today. Precious metals, equities, and crude oil all increase on a U.S. dollar decline. Well, that's one way of saying it. The global economic disorder continues. Barry woos who on nuclear situations and sanctions. We'll talk about that. The climate change Ponzi scheme, losing steam and blowing gas. We'll go there, too. The history of law, property, readings in law, John Locke. Well, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report. For Monday, April the 12th, 2010, active trading out of New York City an hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I found that gold was trading off $2.10 an ounce at $1,159.30. Silver lost 4 cents in early trading at $18.35. You still got to like that price on silver heading towards 19, I hope. Platinum up $5, trades at $1,726. Oh, yes. And palladium up 3 at $514 on the bright side of 500. Got to like that. Lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. The low was $1,157.80 for spot gold. The high was $1,168.70. That's about where I picked it up this morning when I logged on to Kitco. Boy, I was excited. I thought we were going to go over 170. Well, anyway, the boys are in there. They're all over it. But at $1,159.30, your gold is up $280 year to year for a 31.85% return on your investment in Aurum, that precious noble metal, bright and shiny as it is. But basically, we're coming off an overnight high in the Asian markets. Things are dropping down a little bit. Other big hands are in the market, and we'll talk all about that after this. Be right back.
A Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moonday, April the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for Monday. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, again finds gold trading down $2.10 an ounce at $1,159.30 an ounce. Silver loses 4 cents in early trading at $18.35 an ounce. Platinum bumps up $5 at $17.26 and palladium up $3 at $514 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market again, $1,157.80 for a low and $1,168.70 for a high. So it's pretty nice spread there, but not unreasonable, about $11. We someday will be seeing spreads in the neighborhood of $50, $60, $70 a day, very likely. But anyway, continuing along here, the London Bullion Market Association, those fellows over in London that have come under considerable scrutiny lately, as they should. The London gold fixed this morning, they fixed the price at $1,163.50, and it promptly went south. Anyway, big news here again, the SPDR, the spider on the corner of the web, the SPDR gold shares, picked up another ton of gold into their storehouse of gold over the weekend, whether it's digital or otherwise, tungsten bars or whatever they've got. Nevertheless, they bump up another ton of gold. They're now holding 1,141.04 tons. for a value on State Street of $42.27 billion. That's with a B, folks. That's a couple of shekels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up on Friday, up 70 at 10,997, just below that $11,000 mark. I guess they'll have to have another party when it crosses that line. The NASDAQ up 17 at 2454, and the S&P closed up 8 on Friday at 1,194. This morning, crude oil going south into Oklahoma, of course, as it is, but a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude trades at $84.29, down 63 cents in early trading. And the U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s digital whatever it is, that index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, moves down 29 basis points, trades at 80.61. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates for everybody in the international global marketplace. The Forex this morning, the Canadian loonie moving down from parity last Friday, down 50 basis points, trades at 99 cents U.S. The Mexican peso still on the sunny side, the northern side, the American side, and the Canadian side of 8 cents. 12.2210 pesos per buck. They're trading off 31 basis points at 8 cents U.S. And bolstering Greek aid, all that helps out. We'll talk about that in a moment. Helps out the euro. But the euro bumps up 0.65% or 65 basis points, trades at $1.36. The British pound, in our little basket of currencies here, our little basket, Timmy's got his little basket. We've got a basket of currencies we bring to the table every morning as well. But the British pound moves up 9 basis points this morning, trading at $1.54. The Swiss franc up 62 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S. In the bond market, the 2-year bond yield on that bonded indebtedness, 1.06%. The 10-year runs at 3.88, and the 30-year is yielding 4.74. In the mortgage market this morning, mortgages are moving up. It's costing you more and more to get a mortgage. The 15-year mortgage moves up from a month ago at 4.35% to 4.48% this morning. 30-year mortgages have moved up from 5.00% a month ago to 5.20%. So if you've got mortgage business in your mind, you might want to tend to business. Greek stocks, bonds rally on a $61 billion EU aid plan. This off of Bloomberg, uptake one. James Nougat. I wonder if he's any relation to the inventor of the nougat. I don't know, Nougat's nougat or... Anyway. And Jonathan Stearns, April 12th, new news. Greek stocks and bonds rallied and euro gained after European governments offered the debt-plagued nation a rescue package worth as much as 45 billion euros or $61 billion U.S. We know how to do the math here. At below market interest rates. Free money. Free money bolstering the euro, no doubt, forced into action by a surge in Greek borrowing costs to an 11-year high. Euro region finance minister said yesterday they would offer as much as 30 billion euros in 3-year loans in 2010 at around 5%. Its 3-year bond yields plunged 90 basis points to 6.18%, as much as 15 billion euros would also come from the International Monetary Fund. These words from Stephen Jen, weird name. This is a huge amount, said Stephen, managing director at Blue Gold Capital Management LLP in London and a former IMF economist. Quote, this is more than a bazooka. They've gone nuclear on the issue of Greece. In the short run, the market is short Greek assets, so we'll get a rally in those. Oh, brother. That's enough of that. I might just blow cookies. All right, let's go into another article. Here's another one. Lots of news out there this morning. Target-rich zone on Bloomberg. Obama, who? Meeting may overshadow summit bringing them together. I wonder if they have a collaborative session every morning or seance over their Ouija board to come up with these headlines. This by Nicholas Johnston, New News. Barry the usurper and Chinese President Hu Jintao will seek to narrow differences over currency, trade, and Iran in a meeting that may overshadow the event that brings Hu to Washington. Sounds almost like Abbott and Costello or something, this could probably be a big one for the Cat in the Hat series. A summit of world leaders on containing the spread of nuclear material. The usurper's session with WHO today may be the most important the individual meetings the U.S. president holds before the official opening of the two-day international gathering. They're doing all kinds of things to make the usurper look more official, but, you know, it is kind of just a con. China and the U.S., quote, are the two superpowers in the world. Now, wait a minute. I thought China was a developing nation. Aren't we giving China financial aid? Don't they get a pass on all those things that come out of the United Nations Agenda 21 program of action for sustainable development in the 21st century? I think they do. But here, China and the U.S. are the two superpowers in the world geopolitically and economically. And there's a lot of truth to that, said Jing Ulrich, the Hong Kong-based chairwoman for China Equities and Commodities at J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, up to their eyes in fraud with the London Bullion Market Association. Scott McCott is probably not going to come out unscathed either when all the smoke clears. Everyone discovers that Skoda doesn't have any gold in their vaults either. But here's some more. Quote, when people talk about G2, they say that for a reason, G2, China and the United States of America. On the main issues on today's agenda, China's policy of pegging the value of its currency at about 6.8 yuan to the dollar, the usurper and Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner. Straighten your tie, Timmy. Sit up straight. Comb your hair. Look like a man. Act like a man. Just go ahead. Pretend.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So you must understand that the inscrutable Chinese probably take a rather dim view of Barry the Usurper and Timmy Geithner. Basically, the debtors coming to the creditor. Can you imagine walking into a bank and dictating terms? Well, here we are. Timmy and Barry. Barry and Timmy going with Babar and Celeste, making their journey once again, talking to the Chinese, our creditor. And they want to dictate monetary and fiscal policy to the creditor. Rather ludicrous, I think. Rather would be an affront to me. But anyway, one of the main issues on today's agenda is China's policy of paying the value of its currency at about 6.8 yuan to the dollar. In other words, they have a strong yuan policy. They don't buy into the Keynesian economic philosophy that you can actually spend your way out of debt, as we in the West seem to have been deceived, dialogued into consensus to believe. But anyway, the U.S. strategy is designed to increase the odds that China does decide to do what's in their interest. To do what's in their interest. That's our strategy. And yet it's on the front page of Bloomberg this morning. Barry, Timmy, the Chinese can read. They got access to the internet. Why are you putting your strategy up front of your meeting? Geithner delayed delivery of a report to Congress on exchange rate policies. Chuckie Schumer wants to pass legislation that would push China to raise the value of the yuan. How are we going to pass legislation in the United States? How are we going to pass fiscal policy in the United States that would affect monetary policy in China? Good question, I think. The move came amid speculation that Chinese officials may let the currency rise with non-deliverable yuan forwards contracts suggesting a 3% gain. Giving space? The administration's strategy is designed to give China space to relax currency controls. Curious, isn't it? Quote, without looking like they're kowtowing to U.S. pressure. Close quote, said David Gilmore, a partner at the Foreign Exchange Analytics and Ethics Connecticut. Geithner made an unscheduled stop in China's capital, Beijing, for crawling on his knees and begging in front of Vice Premier Wang Qishan. U.S. Undersecretary of State Robert Hormats. He probably lies out front of Timmy's office, whose portfolio includes economic affairs, met privately with Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping the next day. There is a spirit of positive cooperation on the yuan issue between the U.S. and China, Hormats said. Speculation about specific actions or timing of any move doesn't serve anyone's interest and tends to be counterproductive, so let us not speculate. Here's a little bit more. Rather interesting. Oh, let's go to this one instead. There we go. Let's go this way. Let's get that one first. Here's another one. Barry the Usurper prods leaders on curbing a nuclear terror threat. Yes, more new news off of Bloomberg. This one by Viola Ganger and Roger Runningen. Sounds rather nuclear there, doesn't it? April 12th, Bloomberg, new news. President Usurper, I almost said it, but I'm not going to say it. As far as I'm concerned, we ought to bury the usurper. I didn't say that on air. Spurred by Al-Qaeda's pursuit of a nuclear bomb and the wider use of atomic energy, opens a summit of 47 nations today aimed at keeping the world's plutonium and uranium out of terrorist hands. There he is. In front of 47 nations, Barry the Usurper is going to go and make the United States of America look ridiculous and asinine. I would imagine, I dare say, that 46 of those nations know that Al-Qaeda is a CIA front group and that Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with 9/11. But for the wider war of terror, as the United States terrorizes all of our eastern trading partners, I guess that's the way it's going to be. The usurper said he wants a pledge and a plan from the other leaders at the two-day meeting in Washington on securing nuclear materials within 4 years. To succeed, he'll have to overcome indifference, allegations of interference, the status conferred by atomic weapons, and the financial benefits of nuclear trade, not to mention the allure of the cocktails at the sidebar, finger foods and other things that will most likely preoccupy all of the delegates' minds while the usurper spews nonsense before the world. Continuing, when the United States first started working to secure nuclear materials overseas, they never do bother to stop and look in at Israel. Don't bother to secure it in our 51st state, do they? When the U.S. first started working to secure nuclear materials overseas, our team of experts found highly radioactive materials stored in open fields without any security. How much of our nuclear material is stored in open fields or other places? What were our teams of experts doing? Checking out other people's property. Anyway, our teams of experts found highly radioactive materials stored in open fields without any security, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said before an audience at the University of Louisville in Kentucky last week. They saw, quote, the ingredients for nuclear bombs warehoused in facilities without electricity, telephones, or armed guards. Well, the summit is the latest step in a series by the usurper on one of his foreign policy goals, which is laying the groundwork for someday eliminating nuclear weapons. The meeting follows his signing of a treaty with Russia last week. I suppose that had anything to do with the air disaster. Hard to say when the people from Poland got killed or off, but anyway, I won't speculate on that. I'm sure the news will break when it's time. The meeting follows his signing of a treaty with Russia last week to further cut their atomic weapons and the unveiling of an administrative doctrine that reduces the role of nuclear arms in the U.S. defense strategy and makes preventing nuclear terrorism a top priority. Well, there you go. Here's a little bit of an unclear future. This also off of Bloomberg, referenced out as it is to the New York. What is it? This is the New York Post. All right. Unclear future. Clear Channel creditors poised to pick up the pieces. Everybody knows about Clear Channel, right? They're the ones that basically dominate modern media, that make it impossible to use your radio without going under the cloud of propaganda. Here's the article by Josh Cosman. Madeline Cosman? Any relation? Josh Cosman, K-O-S-M-A-N. Well, I guess you can't be a writer unless you're an Israeli, but that's too harsh, Will. If radio giant Clear Channel Communications can't restructure its debt in the next few years, it will likely collapse, sources told the Post. And that is exactly what some of its large creditors want. Clear Channel, the nation's largest radio station owner, and which locally, operates radio all over the United States. Let's go to the next paragraph. There have been various initiatives over the last month, said a second source close to the situation. The man behind the curtain said, experts say. It's unclear whether the private equity owners, now this is Bain Capital and THL Partners, the private equity owners, or Clear Channel's creditors first initiated the discussion. Nobody knows who started this talk, but it's being said. A spokesman for Bain and THL said, quote, there have been no discussions between the owners and the creditors since they clashed in December. Find out. You're right.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So many of you recall the expansion of Clear Channel all across the United States as one after another mom and pop and small local radio station were gobbled up by this huge expansionist process that really basically just made every station in America sound exactly the same. Sad news there. If I listen to Mike Chambers on that one, he knows it far better, the story better than I, and so does Jimmy X. But anyway, these guys that have been in radio for a long time watch this process happen. I scarcely ever switch on the radio unless I'm trying to find something specific. Then I'm always disappointed that it's just the same old stuff. It's just Clear Channel. Anyway, the market for refinancing loans is hotter than at any time since the recession. But that's not helping Clear Channel, whose large creditors, Centerbridge Partners and the Oak Tree Capital Management, are not passive LBO lenders, whatever that is. Centerbridge co-founder Mark Galagly is a former Blackstone Group managing director who cut his teeth buying media companies. And Oak Tree last week repossessed radio company Regent Communications, and both want to own Clear Channel and are prepared to wait, the first source said. Out of the frying pan, into the fire. One monopoly buys it up, and then another buys it again, And so it'll be, I don't know, their version of what they think that we want on radio. But I guess that just really drives the audiences into our arms, doesn't it, here on alternative radio. Sources like Oracle Broadcasting. Clear Channel generates $1.4 billion in cash flow while paying $1 billion in interest and spending $200 million on capital expenditures. A lender said that means the company has just $200 million in annual free cash flow available. Of course, they've only got 7 employees, a couple of DJs, a couple of ad girls, and someone to answer the telephone. And they run the radio stations all across America. Well, here's another one. New news. Off of Bloomberg, UN climate talks fracturing as decision is delayed. This is update one by Ben Sills. Negotiators at the United Nations climate talks put off a decision on how to treat a U.S. brokered agreement on global warming, reducing the chances for a new plan on limiting emissions gases after 2012. After 3 days of discussion, delegates from 175 countries left it up to Margaret Mukahana Singawari, a diplomat from Zimbabwe chairing the talks, to decide what parts of the accord signed by Barry the usurper in December of 2009 in Copenhagen to include in the UN's official negotiating text. I'd read that again, but it's so lengthy. After 3 days of discussion, delegates from 175 countries left it up to Margaret Mukahanana Sangawi, a diplomat from Zimbabwe, chairing the talks, to decide what parts of the accord signed by Barry the usurper in December of 2009 in Copenhagen to include in the UN's official negotiating text. What do you make of that, friends? 175 delegates, and it may be many more than that, threw up their hands and said, "You decide, honey." U.S. delegation chief Jonathan Pershing said he was, quote unquote, upset by tactics he labeled, quote, completely out of line, close quote, when countries that had declared support for the Copenhagen deal joined Sudan and Saudi Arabia in seeking to sideline that accord. You see, propaganda only works for a little while. Law and legislation are greatly influenced by public opinion. With the advent of the internet and the revelation of the East Anglia emails, the idea that our poor little polar bears are doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean in search of an iceberg to clamber out and rest upon, while they hunt for baby seals to eat in the morning sun, is going up in a cloud of carbon dioxide, my friends. The possibility of coming to a legally binding treaty in Cancun has never been on my table, said Ivo de Boer, who is quitting as the head of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change as of July the 1st, said as the meeting wrapped up last night in Bonn, Germany. I guess Ivo de Boer is doing the politically correct thing. He's going to try and save his career, save face. He's bailing out. He's dumping it, as he should. Well, anyway, the UN process is fracturing. PETSONC, that would be Annie PETSONC, International Council for the Washington-based Environmental Defense Fund. The UN process is fracturing. The process is going very slowly, and that means that countries that want greater action will turn to national action. Action and action now, quoting Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The meeting was the first gathering of the climate diplomats in Copenhagen. Talks ended with a nope in Copenhagen. It ended without a legally binding agreement that would limit emissions of carbon dioxide blamed for global warming after the current pact negotiated in Kyoto, Japan in 1997 expires in 2 years. Of course, they're going to have more talks. Everyone talking about trauma and other things. The middle ground appears to have been quicksand, Pershing told the delegates at the talks. The middle ground appears to have been quicksand. In an interview following the decision, he said, quote, there is an ongoing negotiation about the implementation of the accord, and we will decide on the basis of how countries are moving forward. Well, that's enough of the news. You know, the last few days, and I shared a little bit of this with you on Friday, the last few days, recently having received a copy of Civil Government, John Locke, Everman's Library, this edition published in 1947, originally published back in 1924. A delightful little book, printed and bound in Canada. But having never really sat down to study and read John Locke, I'm almost embarrassed to say so on air. But this has been very illuminating. I've been working my way through Book 2, an essay concerning the true original extent and the end of civil government. I thought I'd share a few excerpts from this with you. Very interesting, the way that it's laid out, much the same as some of the works that I have, the publications that I have, the complete works of Aristotle and others, where every chapter is numbered, and boy, is that handy. It's really handy for reference. Every paragraph is numbered. Of course, there's not a whole lot provided from the standpoint of an index. In fact, there is no index whatsoever. So it'll make it really difficult to facilitate this document on air. I'll have to go in early in the morning and copy down the various paragraphs that I want to talk about. But I do intend to include more and more of John Locke in our daily discussions because it's so pertinent, especially as we study the history of law and property. But I gave you the first opening, a little bit opening on Friday. I'm going to review that now. It, having been shown in the foregoing discourse. Now, what was the foregoing discourse? There's two essays in this little book. The first is a lengthy discussion by John Locke, basically setting out to not attack, but to refute the writings of a Sir Robert Filmer. Robert Filmer, this is John Locke's essay concerning certain false principles, but this is a lengthy essay written to refute the conclusions and the premises of Sir Robert Filmer, who was himself, I might be able to say, having read some of it, a devout divine writer, the divine right of kings to rule. And John Locke basically went through on a point-by-point basis and obliterated Filmer's work, attempting to expose his idea of divine right. And, of course, the divine right of kings to rule is, even though there are references biblically that you could look back 2,500 years or more, but the idea of divine right to rule is a relatively recent occurrence. Now, not like as in 1960, John Locke writing in the 1600s, but as far as man is concerned, it was a relatively recent innovation. We'll continue right after these words from our sponsors. Hold on the line there, Brian. I'll bring
rampant
you up right
inflation
after
that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christo's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, your calls are always welcome at 866-841-1065. Before we go back into John Locke, let's go to Arizona and visit with our correspondent in the Valley of the Sun, Brian in Arizona. Good morning.
Well, hey, I called you because I know you're a smart guy, and maybe you can help me get to the bottom of this.
Try.
I got a question for you first. Now, do you know what name our president graduated high school under?
I think it's Barry Sartorio.
No.
You
it was Barry Obama.
Barry Obama. Well, that's nice.
Well, okay, here's the interesting thing. And here's, first of all, let me tell you, the school that he went to, do you know the name of it?
No, I sure don't. Go ahead and fill us in on the details.
It's called Punahou High School, okay? It's actually kindergarten. They call it kindergarten through life, but it's kindergarten through high school. And it's a preparatory school for college. Some people put their kids in there starting in 7th and 8th grade, middle school through high, or just high school as a prep school. You can go in at various, there's only certain times at which you can enter the school if you do not enter at kindergarten. And what's really interesting is at some of those certain times, you can only enroll your kid if somebody falls out of the school. Which means it's a highly, highly sought-after school. In other words, it's like getting a ticket to the Indy 500 in the paddock penthouses. You ain't getting one unless you're on a waiting list and somebody decides to end their ticket or pick the hottest basketball team. You ain't getting season tickets if they're winning the championship every year. Even if you know somebody, somebody has to drop their ticket, and then you have to be on the waiting list to get them. Well, now,
for all the millions of dollars that he's invested in covering up his background, how was this leaked? Where did you discover this information?
I was sitting at a discount tire store, okay? And we got to talking, and this lady says, "So you probably love this president." I go, "Yeah, right." She goes, "I graduated high school with him." I said, "You are effing me." She said, "No." She said he was a buffoon and an arrogant SOB. She didn't like him. I said, "What name did he graduate under?" She said, "Barry Obama." I go, "You're kidding me." And that's where I found out. Then I went on Wiki and looked up. It's 17,003. Now the school gets 17,800 a year. And if you're in certain grades, you got to buy your laptop and food and clothes and all that other stuff on top of all this. And maybe, I don't know if that includes housing. You're looking at a $20,000 a year school. So back when he went, if you compare that to the price of a car now, it probably cost $3,000 to $4,000 a year back in the 60s. For him to attend that school. Now, what I'd like to know is, were his grandparents wealthy? When I also went to slickberry.com, you can find a lot of stuff about his father and how Barack's grandfather was tied into the royalty in England somehow, according to that website.
Well,
so
his father was a Dunham, and if you go up on Burke's Peerage, you can track her lineage.
Okay. Stanley Ann Dunham is their name.
Correct.
Stanley Ann Dunham. Now, here's what's interesting. You know, he went to Punahou after he came back from Indonesia. Now, he must have gotten an Indonesian passport probably when he got adopted and went to school, because we know he used it later to go to Pakistan, according to Phil Berg, the man who's suing him, if we believe that. And I think he's probably accurate. Now, a couple of questions that are in my mind. How long were Indonesian passports for? Because he probably got it when he was 6. And did he have an American passport when he went to Indonesia? Somebody did a FOIA act on him, on Barack Obama, and couldn't find a passport. However, he could have gone as Barry Obama, which was his nickname. See, Barry was a nickname. It wasn't a formal name. His formal given name was Barack Obama. Barry was the nickname. In fact, he changed it while he was at Occidental, and the Huffington Post wrote an article about this. But my question is this. When she brought him back in from Indonesia, I wonder if he had a passport, kept it, never turned it in Indonesia, and had two passports. So he had an American passport when he came back. And then she changed his name back to Barry Obama when she put him in high school. But the high school doesn't require anything, or school, grade school, through high. They to this day, all they require, if you look online at their requirements, is a grade card from your last school and a letter from a teacher.
Well,
they don't even ask for any sort of ID at all.
Yeah, it seems to me, Brian, that you've got a really exceedingly hot breaking story. I think if it were my situation to deal with, I would probably try and get a witness deposition in front of a notary public from this the witness that you've got there. And then maybe she needs to find a careful, comfortable place to reside in a cave or someplace with protection, because, you know, this is information that is coming out. If it is verifiable information, you know, all of the birthers and all of the people that are filing the lawsuits would love to have access to the information. I'm glad you're sharing it here on Become Vocal Local.
Well, one other thing. Well, she didn't want to talk. She said she didn't want to get involved. She got in her $140,000 Mercedes tank with her 3-carat diamond ring and drove off to her $5 million house. So something lends credibility to the fact that her parents could afford $4,000 a year to put her through this school. She was married to a very high-level CEO. So that, and I know where she lives, not exactly where, but I know the area, and she'd probably be easy to find, but she probably doesn't want to talk. But here's the bigger question. The bigger question is, she came back and there's got to be a legal name change document, or did she change her name back, or did she keep it Stanley Obama. See, usually the mother changes her name back to the kid's name so there's congruency within the names. In other words, if her name's Johnson and it turns to Smith, and you're her kid and your name's Smith, and then she marries another guy named Thomas and she takes on the name Thomas, she'll revert back to Smith to have her name congruent with your name.
Or hyphenated.
You know, at least while you're a kid now. Or, yeah, but that's usually for the highfalutin, and only the highfalutin know about the hyphenated names. Or they do that because they're a professional and they want people to know them by their old name. They do that. They hyphenate it when they get married to somebody that's pretty wealthy. Like if they're an attorney and they know you by June Carter, and now your name's Smith. It's June Carter Smith. They don't hyphenate it for the kids. They hyphenate it to be highfalutin or to have somebody remember who they are by their old name if they're out in the public because their name may get lost. They generally don't do it for the kids in very few circumstances because I know these pretentious highfalutin people. I used to have to deal with them. Now, the next question is this. There had to be a name change along the way. Somewhere, there's probably a name change document. Where do name change documents get filed?
The county recorder's office, typically.
Ooh. Somebody should get to the county recorder in Honolulu.
Well, again, like I said, he spent millions of dollars to cover this all up. If you can uncover the trail, I think you've got a hot lead on this woman. If she's willing to, as I said, you know, put a deposition on file someplace, make a statement, you know, you could do the old black screen concept where she's sitting there and you can't really see her clearly, but just listen to her story and get it on.
No. Well, back up. All you got to, it's not that difficult. All you got to do is get a yearbook from the year he graduated or the previous years. They have a yearbook at the school, and I bet he's pictured, and I'll bet you see the name. I'm not that bright, but I can figure that one out.
Well, shoot an email off to Orly
Tate. Does that make sense?
Shoot an email off to Orly Tate. You know, she's really big on this thing. Maybe she'll be able to, she may already know of this thread. They may have already checked it out and verified whether it was accurate or not. I don't know. I don't keep up with the quote-unquote birther issue. I just realize that the man is a usurper, and until such time as he brings forward his birth certificate, I'll continue to use the same word that I've used with him ever since he was running, bury the usurper. But really good information, Brian, as always. I appreciate your calling in with that, and I hope you continue to look into it, that you'll give me updates from time to time, because it's a challenging and very interesting story, and I really do appreciate your sharing it with our audience. We'll be back, right?
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors and begin hour number two.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, April the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, I think I went through a little basket of news, my financial reports, as we always love to do. And in the last segment of the last hour, if you missed it, you might want to go back to the archives later in the day and listen to it. Brian from Arizona, a frequent caller to Oracle Broadcast, called in with a breaking story. A breaking story. Apparently, Brian has personal testimony from someone in the Arizona area that he lives, dwells, resides, or domiciles, depending on how you like to look at it, in regards to Barry the Usurper. Where did he go to high school? Did he go to a private school? Can the information be discerned? Has it all been swept under a rug? Well, certainly a lot of people would like to know the answers to those questions, and I'd certainly like to hear the more of that story myself. So there you go. If you missed it, in the last segment of the previous hour, you had the opportunity to hear a breaking story. Well, that's what we do here on Become Vocal Local. And when we're not breaking stories, we're going into the books and breaking open them and reading from them. And in this hour, we're going to continue a study of John Locke. John Locke, interesting man. But as I stated and just started into, this second treatise is very important, an essay concerning the true original extent and the end of civil government. Very revealing, very interesting, and this written back so long ago, about the 1680s or something like that. If I can find it quickly, I'll give you a date. There's a very long introduction here. The purpose of Locke was to justify the English Revolution of 1688. The two treatises of government, which were published in 1690, not only confute the doctrine of absolute monarchy founded on divine right, but also envisage a political system in conformity with the innovations of the convention parliament. Locke sought, as he said, to, quote, establish the throne of our great restorer, our present King William, and make good his title in the consent of the people. In the achievement of this object, he formulated a democracy in which government by the consent and with the goodwill of the governed is the ideal. And so, we learn a lot by reading these old dusty, musty tomes. I value already this little quartile, this little book that I have here. Hardbound. Got it off of the Alibri Publishers, I believe it was, website. You might look on there yourself. There were many others available. This was the least expensive edition, and in a hardbound, it was also a recommended edition when I looked into the book. But that's one of the things we do. Look for the best editions when you can and where you can. Those that are most highly esteemed by the academia and scholars of the world. This, an essay concerning the true original extent and the end of civil government, chapter 1:1, it having been shown in the following or in the foregoing discourse, firstly, that Adam, now when we talks about Adam, he's talking about Adam and Eve. All right, this is a refutation of the position of the divine writers going back to Adam, and that all kingdoms and all, well, the idea of dominion, giving dominion over the earth, blah, 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 the creatures, you know, all that. All goes back to Adam in the minds of those Englishers of the day. Anyway, that Adam had not, either by natural right of fatherhood or by positive donation from God, any such authority over his children, nor dominion over the world as is pretended. And second, that if he had, his heirs yet had no right to it. And third, that if his heirs had, there being no law of nature nor positive law of God that determines which is the right heir in all cases that may arise, the right of succession and consequently of bearing rule could not have been certainly determined. And so what's going on here is we're starting to interject reason into speculation and erroneously making the Word of God of private effect. Well, we'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Monday, April the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The call-in numbers are 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, if you have unlimited long-distance access or would like to take Oracle with you on the road, you call in 512-904-8014. Of course, in the first hour, we went through a variety of news and other things, and now we're diving into John Locke. John Locke. Yeah, very interesting discussion on John Locke. But, of course, let's welcome our AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and their listeners to our broadcast this morning. And I want to thank them very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to their local listening audience. Continuing here, first, second, and third, we talk about the idea again, Sir Robert Filmer, wrestling the scriptures, wrestling with the scriptures, his own private interpretation of the scriptures to support the idea of the divine right of kings to rule and monarchies in general. But
John Locke didn't agree. And even though in John Locke's process of excoriating Filmer, he decried Filmer for using a lot of unsubstantiated material in his work, but then turns right around and in the second treatise does the same thing himself. He makes lots of assertions, he makes lofty statements, and so on and so forth, but he doesn't back it up with very much history. But he does bring it in from time to time, and it's a good read. And it should be no surprise to us that when we think about the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or life, liberty, and property, some say, and even the Constitution says, that it points back to John Locke. But it also points in other directions, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is another story. Bigger than life, liberty, and property, actually life and liberty and estate are all property in the mind of Locke. But let's continue. Fourth, that if that had been determined, yet the knowledge of which is the eldest line of Adam, again, Adam and Eve, Adam's posterity, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, yet the knowledge of which is the eldest line of Adam's posterity, being so long since utterly lost, that in the races of mankind and families of the world there remains not to one above another the least pretense to be the eldest house and to have the right of inheritance. There's truth to that, my friends. Even the scriptures warn against vain genealogies, presupposing that you knew the beginning from the end. All these promises, Locke continues, having, as I think, been clearly made out, it is impossible that the rulers now on earth should make any benefit or derive any the least shadow of authority from that which is held to be the fountain of all power, quote, Adam's private dominion and paternal jurisdiction, close quote. So that he will, and there he's obviously quoting Sir Robert Filmer, so that he will not give just occasion to think that all government in the world is the product only of force and violence, and that men live together by no other rules but that of beasts. Now we're invoking Sir Thomas Hobbes here, Leviathan, all men at war against all men, where the strongest carries it, and so lay a foundation for perpetual disorder and mischief, tumult, sedition, and rebellion, things that the followers of that hypothesis so loudly cry out against, must of necessity find out another rise of government, another original of political power, and another way of designing and knowing the persons that have it, than what Sir Robert Filmer hath taught us. To this purpose, I think it may not be amiss to set down what I take to be political power, that the power of a magistrate over a subject may be distinguished from that of a father over his children, a master over his servant, a husband over his wife, and a lord over his slave, all which distinct powers happening sometimes together in the same man. If he be considered under these different relations, it may help us to distinguish these powers from one another and show the difference betwixt a ruler of a commonwealth, which he will go on to define, a father of a family, and a captain of a galley. 3. Political power, then, I take to be a right of making laws with penalties for regulating, with penalties of death, and consequently all less penalties for the regulating and preserving of property, and of employing the force of the community in the execution of such laws, and in the defense of the commonwealth from foreign injury, and all this only for the public good. All this only for the public good. And so in this case, we could hearken back to John Locke and think of the greatest good of the greatest number, Jeremy Bentham, the philosophical radicals of England, and continue to make these ties as we not only unravel the Gordian knot, but then tie it all back up again as we move into the modern periods. So when we look into John Locke, one of the things that you hear over and over again is the profound influence that John Locke had on our founders. And certainly,
I have a book in my library. It's called The Lamp of Experience, Whig History and the Intellectual Origins of the American Revolution. This written, edited, and compiled by a Trevor Colburn, C-O-L-B-O-U-R-N. It's a Liberty Fund publication, Liberty Fund, Inc. You can just Google, screw Google, Dogpile, or Webfair at that, and look for this fine book. ISBN number's a bit tiring on the air, but the title of the book is The Lamp of Experience, and the author is Trevor Colburn, or Colborn. But here in the index of this fine book, and what is this book all about? What this book is all about is that it covers Trevor Colburn's long investigation into the contents of the libraries of our founders from all of the most credible sources. In other words, catalogs and card catalogs and other things, circulate subscription library documentation and so on and so forth, that put on the map absolutely as best as can be determined by Trevor precisely just what was it that our founders were referring to. What were they reading, and what were they thinking about when they sat down to write constitutions, declarations of independence, and separate or cleave from Mother England? But here under John Locke in the index, we have the following. John Locke, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4 different page numbers, the New England clergy, his influence there, Thomas Hollis, his influence there, Jonathan Mayhew, Josiah Quincy Jr., John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, in college libraries, in social libraries, in private libraries, his books advertised for sale, etc. A lengthy citation of all the places in this book where John Locke's name and his writings come up. And there's certainly nothing slight about that. We'll dive into one or two of those right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so we've returned once again, and this from Chapter 1 of The Lamp of Experience by Trevor Colburn, History and the 18th Century Colonist. This little bit here beginning, it says, one of John Adams' favorite questions was, quote, what do we mean by the revolution? Question mark. The war? No. That was no part of the revolution. It was only an effect and consequence of it. As he told Hezekiah Niles, quote, the real American Revolution was the radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people. Effected between 1760 and 1775, this took place before a drop of blood was shed. So, as I've said many times in the past, in my opinion, studied as it is, not just talking extemporaneously or off the cuff, the American Revolution began in part when the Mayflower came within landing parties rowing of the shore and they stepped out on the rock, right? That was a very bold act, by the way. They were considerably north of their target, Virginia, very, very, very far north. They weren't in the place that they were supposed to land. They weren't ignorant. The textbooks tell you that they blew off course. They weren't ignorant. They had compasses. The sextant wasn't available to them at the time. But they had compasses. They could triangulate around a bit. I think they fairly well knew that they were certainly not. They weren't landing where there was, they weren't in Kansas, Dorothy, let's put it that way. But there was a revolution going on. I like to say there's a revolution in the air today. In those days, there was a revolution going on in the minds of man. The real American Revolution began when the colonists started arriving on our shores. They were looking for a new place, a new beginning, and a new way of life. They're willing to set aside the conveniences and comforts of home, whether that be Western Europe, Central Europe, or England, or Wales, or Scotland, or Ireland, eventually. They're willing to set aside all those conveniences and come to a place where they could begin to become free men in a free land. But the war for independence you can chart out. From the shots fired in Lexington to the surrender of Cornwallis's sword at Yorktown, Virginia. You can map it out. You can do a timeline of it. But here, as Adams said, the real American Revolution was the radical change. Here we are at the home of philosophical radicalism, a revolution in the air. The way I start the broadcast out every single day for the past nearly 2 years now, 2 years in July. The shift in American sentiment, well, I should say, the real American Revolution was the radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people, effected between 1760 and 1775. And, of course, John Locke here writing in 1690. And John Locke had an influence on another man, And that man had an influence on our founders as well. And that man's name is Francis Hutcheson. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then it's time to read Francis Hutcheson. It's curious here, the similarities between the way that John Locke starts this essay, an essay concerning the true original extent and the end of civil government. And here, Francis Hutcheson in his work, an inquiry into the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue. This also a Liberty Fund book. Delightful books from Liberty Fund. They asked me to send them a proposal, which I did, but they still haven't responded as to whether or not they will be a sponsor of Oracle Broadcasting Network or not. I wish they would. I plug their material all the time. Certainly they could see the value in that, but all things being equal. An inquiry into the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue, had it not been from one of our listeners and a dear friend, turning me on to the pages from an old Oxford English dictionary, I wouldn't have caught this particular little thread that helped me to get to the bottom of this idea of the pursuit of happiness, which I'd been studying for some time. But here, it begins on this wise, the introduction, liberty and happiness. The political dimension of liberty is at least twofold, civil liberties and independence. The former is a matter of the political order of a country, the latter of freedom from foreign domination. Liberty and happiness can be related to each other as they were in the third section of the Virginia Bill of Rights. The Virginia Bill of Rights. Liberty and happiness can be related to each other as they were in the third section of the Virginia Bill of Rights from the 6th of June, 1776, what I quote. That government is or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection and security of the people, nation, or community, of all the various modes and forms of government, that is best, which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is the most effectually secured against the danger of maladministration, and that when any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community has an indubitable, inalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal or a commonwealth. The greatest degree of happy and safety. Agenda 21, Chapter 7, Point 759. The promotion of a culture of safety. I call that the beginnings or the promotion of a safety cult. We live in it today. Their idea of a safety cult is not quite the same idea of the safety cult here that we find in the Virginia Bill of Rights. Rights. Continuing, the criterion of producing the greatest degree of happiness is the part of the principal maxim of utilitarian ethics. Now we've invoked Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, John Stuart Mill, Francis Hutcheson, and many others. But when Francis Hutcheson was writing, a contemporary, if you will, with John Locke, all of this information started coming forward to shape what it is that we are. Because you say, what is it that it is? The criterion of producing the greatest degree of happiness is part of the principal maxim of utilitarian ethics. Some might say libertarian ethic. The right of resistance against inadequate government, on the other hand, is part of the liberal creed. And again, these philosophic radicals, the Whigs, if you will, in England, up against the conservatives, the Tories, in England. In the 18th century, the Scottish philosopher Francis Hutcheson, who lived from 1694 to 1746, couldn't rightly say that he's a contemporary, but certainly a young man at the time of John Locke, no doubt found out about him. but the Scottish philosopher Francis Hutcheson in his inquiry into the original of our ideas in beauty and virtue, of beauty and virtue, published in London in 1725, linked the two sides of the argument together for the first time. There he even coined the phrase, "That action is best, which procures the greatest happiness for the greatest number." Welcome to the Happiness Principle. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so again, this is another, you know, opportunity for our audience to have a heads up here. Every day I start out, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of hot happiness, you know, you're not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Let's continue a little bit more from the introduction here to Francis Hutcheson's work, An Inquiry into the Original of Our Ideas of Beauty and Virtue. Revised edition, Knud Håkansson, the general editor, edited it with an introduction by Wolfgang Leidhold. This is available from Liberty Fund Books, Liberty Fund, Inc. Continues this wise. It says, Hutcheson's philosophy became part of the ideas that formed the American polity. In the 18th centuries, his books were imported to America, and his philosophy was well known through his students and learned visitors to Scotland. Listen. Among them was Benjamin Franklin in 1759. Hutchison's ideas even became part of the colonial curriculum. The Inquiry, which is published here in a new edition, was the book that established Hutchison's reputation as a philosopher. The structure of the argument, his argument is similar. Here's his argument in both treatises. One, our ideas have their origin in our perceptions and are received by senses. For different perceptions, we have different senses. Three, perceptions are founded in certain qualities of the objects perceived. Four, these qualities we can describe in a maxim or formula. Hutchison's theory in both treatises, therefore, is a complex of three related components: a subjective sense, an objective foundation, and an analytical formula. Hutchison presents the outline of his theory of perception in the first treatise. I won't go into all of that. But again, looking at this very beginning from the Virginia Bill of Rights, that government is or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community, of all the various modes and forms of government, and so on. Now, we're invoking John Locke's writings. Let's get a little bit more on Hutchison before we go back to other things. This is the foundation of property. I didn't want that one. What I wanted was the happiness principle. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, my. There's a lot in here. Let's see if I can find it. If not, we'll just skip that and go back to the other one. The Universal Mind, Shaftesbury. Oh, boy, Shaftesbury, you need to look him up. Well, that's probably enough of Hutchison. It's a fascinating read. It's a fascinating read. Let's go back over to this other one, Trevor Colburn, The Lamp of Experience, Whig History and the Intellectual Origins. I think I've got that one right. Yes, Happiness, Franklin Wilson. Let's see if I got the other one bookmarked properly. Beauty and Usefulness, Virtue, Happiness Principle. Here's some more. Oh, well, let's continue. How was this radical change accomplished? In a large part, it was the achievement of literate politicians who enlightened and informed the American opinion. Who enlightened and informed the American opinion. Let's see if I can find this one. Here it is, Thomas Jefferson. It's a quotation. I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. So how was this radical change accomplished? In a large part, it was the achievement of literate politicians who enlightened and informed American opinion. A French observer, the Marquis de Castelnau, passed along Benjamin Harrison's engrossing picture of, quote, a number of respectable but uninformed inhabitants, close quote, waiting upon their intellectual betters, quote, you assert that there is a fixed intention to invade our rights and privileges. We own that we do not see this clearly, but since you assure us that it is so, we believe it. We are about to take a very dangerous step against England, but we have confidence in you and will do anything you think proper. At one time, we trusted the people that were intelligent and that were leaders of this country and boldly dared to go where no man had gone before. The American Revolution, the Marquis concluded, was made possible in Virginia at least by the popular trust in a small number of virtuous and enlightened citizens. The well-informed citizens who made the revolution possible, just reading some highlights and some underlines. Theirs had been the enormously difficult task of first arousing the people to their danger. Theirs the subsequent task of sustaining popular feeling over the years of political crisis preceding the war.
sound like internet talk radio to you? Certainly does to me. Here's a little bit more. This has to do with history. Obviously, many historians who wrote about Saxon history, that would be Anglo-Saxons, Saxon history found in it support for the political lessons they wished to demonstrate. Lord Somers was such a man, a Whig statement who assisted in the arrangements for the offer to William and Mary in 1689, now contemporary with Locke. Somers believed the people could change their rulers if they were tyrannical, and he was satisfied that history supported this belief. The many Americans, purchasers of Somers, here's his book, Judgment of Whole Kingdoms, its 12th and 13th editions were published in Newport and Philadelphia, respectively, at once knew the purpose of the book, to assure that their children's children may know their birthright, liberty, and property belonging to an Englishman. You sold your birthright away for a crust of bread? Beer, bread, and circuses? Television? Hollyweird? James Tyrrell, like Somers, an associate of John Locke, and an admirer of Saxon antiquity, felt that as a participant in the Glorious Revolution of 1688, he should contribute to justification of Parliament's actions against James II. After all, Tyrrell asked, had not the Saxon monarchs been obliged to seek the consent of their Parliament to all legislation? Algernon Sidney was in the same situation. He was hardly a historian, but he was ready to praise the Saxons as lovers of liberty, enjoying a government dominated by the Wittenagemot is the way I say it when I'm reading it, but I don't know correctly how you would pronounce that. Wittenagemot. Mot. Wittenagemot. You pronounce it. Basing his remarks, and what was that, Wittenagemot? That was the early Saxons' parliaments. The earliest incidence of a parliament that I know is the Icelandic Althing. But the Angles and the Saxons certainly had that as well, the Saxons. Kings and princes had no other power than was conferred upon them by these assemblies. And then it continues, lots of discussion and all of that. Certainly many have made more of the common law and of the Saxon history than history will itself support. But let's go on a little bit further here. The extent of Jefferson's concern for properly, that would be Thomas Jefferson, Jefferson's concern for properly educated youth was first indicated in 1778 when he submitted his famous bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. If you open up the Constitution for the state of Missouri, you'll see the very same phraseology, the diffusion of knowledge. Of course, the general diffusion of knowledge brings to my mind a diffuser, as might be used in a fluorescent light fixture in the ceiling. That's those grills. They're called diffusers. And what is the purpose of a grilled diffuser? What it does is it breaks up the light and it scatters it all over the room. But in the process of breaking up the light and scattering it all over the room, some of the brilliance of the light is dissipated. So we do need to be careful about this idea of the general diffusion of knowledge, as it was recorded by Charlotte Isserby in her deliberate dumbing down of America and other writers as well on the same theme. You start breaking up this light. You start diffusing knowledge. Be careful. A little bit of leaven, leaven the whole lump, as they say. The admitted reason was that, quote, experience has shown that even under the best forms, those entrusted with power have in time perverted it into tyranny. The purpose of the bill was to illuminate, this is a quote, to illuminate as far as practicable, the minds of the people at large, close quote, and particularly to offer a reliable understanding of the past. It isn't that what we do here every morning. Right back.
If
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hastening along in the final moments of today's two-hour broadcast, the final segment of this broadcast, let's go back to pick up some more from Jefferson. Nothing was closer to Jefferson's heart in his last years than planning and working for a university conveniently close to Monticello, where young Virginians would be suitably prepared for the outside political world. During his youth, Jefferson had disapproved a colonial tendency to go abroad for a college education. And Bill Clinton goes off to Oxford, right? Rhodes Scholar. Going abroad for this purpose involved risks with which most Whig writers were familiar. The terrible temptations facing students at the English universities in the 18th century, Oxford and Cambridge, were little better than seminaries of vice. Jefferson agreed with these ideas. Jefferson wished students to master Locke's essay concerning the true, original, and extent and end of civil government, and Algernon Sidney's discourses concerning government, which he recommended for general principles of liberty and the rights of man. And there's much more to that. But let's go back and get a little bit more of the wisdom of this man so highly acclaimed and recommended by Thomas Jefferson. It continues on this wise from the beginning of an essay concerning the true original extent and the end of civil government written by John Locke. Again, fourthly, that if even that had been determined, yet the knowledge of which is the eldest line of Adam's posterity, being so long since utterly lost that in the races of mankind and families of the world there remains not to one above another at least pretense to be the eldest house and to have the right of the inheritance. Rights, rights, and the Israelis claim dominion as God's chosen children. You better study up on Zionism before you buy that pack of lies. All these promises having, as I think, been clearly made out, it is impossible that the rulers now on earth should make any benefit or derive any the least shadow of authority from that which is held to be the fountain of all power. And it continues. Here's chapter 2 of The State of Nature, paragraph 4. In the treatise, to understand political power aright and derive it from its original, we must consider what a state all men are naturally in. This word estate will figure highly in the following treatise. We think about states and status, property as an estate, status, statism. Again, to understand political power aright and derive it from its original, we must consider what a state all men are naturally in, and that is a state of perfect freedom to order their actions and dispose of their possessions and persons as they think fit, within the bounds of the law of nature, without asking leave or depending upon the will of any other man. And hence, going back to the Declaration of Independence, trying to put some of these ideas on the map, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station or status to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Again, the laws of nature and nature's God, back to John Locke. A state also of equality. All men are created equal. A state also of equality, wherein all the power and jurisdiction is reciprocal. No one having more than another. There being nothing more evident than that creatures of the same species and rank, notice rank now, same species and rank, promiscuously born to all the same advantages of nature and the use of the same faculties, should also be equal one amongst another, without subordination or subjection, unless the Lord and Master of them all should, by any manifest declaration of his will, set one above another and confer on him by an evident and clear appointment an undoubted right to dominion and sovereignty. There's much in here about this idea of superior races and things. They're here. You just have to see them. Continuing, 5, this equality of men by nature, the judicious Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R, looks upon as so evident in itself and beyond all question that he makes it the foundation of that obligation to mutual love amongst men, on which he builds the duties they owe one another, and from whence they derive the great maxims of justice and charity, and his words are, and I quote, "The like natural inducement hath brought men to know that it is no less their duty to love others than themselves. For seeing those things which are equal must needs all have one measure. If I cannot but wish to receive good, even as much at every man's hands as any man can wish unto his own soul, how should I look to have any part of my desire herein satisfied, unless myself be careful to satisfy the like desire, which is undoubtedly in other men weak, being of one and the same nature? To have anything offered them repugnant to this desire must needs, in all respects, grieve them as much as me, so that if I do harm, I must look to suffer, there being no reason that others should show greater measures of love to me than they have by me showed unto them. My desire, therefore, to be loved of my equals in nature,
as much as possible may be, imposeth upon me a natural duty of bearing to themward fully the like affection, from which relation of equality between ourselves and them that are as ourselves, what several rules and canons natural reason hath drawn for direction of life, no man is ignorant. So long ago, you wouldn't be able to tweet that to your friends. It doesn't fit into the format. It doesn't fit into the tweet matrix. That's one sentence, by the way. Rather lengthy. They don't write sentences like that anymore because they don't teach in sentences like that anymore. And hence, children no longer can understand or comprehend or diagram such a sentence. Continuing from Chapter 2 of the State of Nature, Point 6, Paragraph 6. But though this be a state of liberty, yet it is not a state of license. Though man in that state have an uncontrollable liberty to dispose of his person or possessions, yet he has not liberty to destroy himself, or so much as any creature in his possession, but where some nobler use than its bare preservation calls for it. From this we begin to get the idea of highest and best use planning and zoning. Highest and best use. And we're going to find out a lot about this. Some of the things that are championed by the globalist, if you will, and by the green agenda have their roots also here in John Locke. It's not a this for that exchange. It's not a one is right and one is wrong exchange. We have competing interests trying to build a global system. And so we study these things to try and find out all the parts and pieces so that we can rightly divide the word, so to speak, when we learn to become vocal local, understanding that our silence implies our assent. And our assent and participation in this system is absolutely essential. The idea of legal positivism, where whatever the prince says has the force of law, only flies. It only passes muster when the people agree, when they act upon it. The whole idea about putting your hands out for unearned grants and aid, when they hang the shekels in front of you, when they dangle carrots in front of you, when you reach for those shekels, the shackles of control come on because you have assented to the program. Healthcare, taxes, safety, security, public education, public universities. Salus populi suprema lex esto, as they say in Missouri. Thanks for listening. Hope you got something out of it. I did. I'll be back again until tomorrow, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.